The epistle for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and to the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him, and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and himself believed, and his whole house. As for the words of the Holy Gospel. Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Words taken from the Epistle for the Mass of the Holy Rosary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, but as we are still in the month of October, the month dedicated to the Holy Rosary, I would like to speak to you this morning about the Rosary and how important it is not just to say it every day, but to say it well every day. Because after the Mass and the sacraments, the Rosary is the greatest means we have to save our souls. By saying the Rosary, we call down many blessings from the Mother of God. But many Catholics fail to consider that the blessings we receive depend in no small part on how we say the Rosary. In other words, the more we pray the Rosary with attention and with devotion, the more certain will be the blessings we can receive. And so this morning I want to explain to you the dispositions we should have in saying our rosary. And not a single day should go by without our saying this most holy and most beautiful prayer, especially during this month of October. But it is not enough just to say it. We must say it well. We must pray it with attention and devotion. St. Louis de Montfort, the great preacher of devotion to Our Lady, says, "A single Hail Mary said properly is worth more than 150 said badly." But my dear friends, we hear it so often said to say the Rosary with attention and devotion, or say it well. But what does this really mean? In his excellent book, The Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort explains what this means. He says that in order to pray well, it is not enough to say the words of the Rosary, but we must also pray it with great attention. For St. Louis says, "God listens more to the voice of the heart than that of the mouth." In other words, we must not allow the Rosary to become mere lip service. It must come from a sincere heart full of respect and reverence. To be guilty of willful distractions during prayer, St. Louis says, would show a great lack of respect and reverence. And the distractions St. Louis is talking about here are those which we consent to. That is, when we make absolutely no effort to get rid of distractions. When we pray, Almighty God and His Holy Mother are listening to us, and thus we must give them our full and undivided attention. St. Louis makes the point clear when he says, how can we expect God to listen to us if we ourselves do not pay attention to what we are saying? Now, of course, we cannot say the rosary without having a few involuntary distractions. That is, distractions which come through no fault of our own and to which we do not give our consent. Sometimes it is even difficult to pray just one Hail Mary without being troubled by distractions. And so it is a good practice to, before you say the rosary, to place ourselves in the presence of God, to take a brief moment before we begin the rosary to recollect on what we are about to do, to turn our thoughts from the daily occupations and turn them towards the holy mysteries we are about to pray. St. Louis goes on to explain two specific dangers that many may fall into. He says the first danger is not to ask for any graces. Now, if you were asked what your intention is when you pray the rosary, would you be able to answer that question? St. Louis says, whenever you say the rosary, ask for some special grace, either to cultivate a certain virtue or to overcome a specific sin. And what St. Louis is saying is that if we pray the rosary with a specific intention in mind, we will then have the motivation to pray it better, since then we have something at stake, so to speak. And St. Louis de Montfort goes on to explain the other danger, which is very common. And he says in his book, he writes, the second big fault a lot of people make when saying the Holy Rosary is to have no intention other than that of getting it over as quickly as possible. And thus a rosary said in a rushed and thoughtless manner does not please Our Lady. St. Louis de Montfort laments the fact that at his time, so many Catholics often prayed the rosary in a rushed manner, stumbling over part of the words. St. Louis begs the Catholic people to say the rosary with greater care and greater devotion. So, my dear friends, I explain these things to you to show how important the rosary truly is. The Mother of God has told us to pray it. She said to pray it every day, and she wishes us to pray it well. How many thousands of graces have been lost by the poor and careless recitation of the rosary? Let us then resolve during this month of October, the month of the Holy Rosary, to pray it every day, to pray it with a sincere heart, and to pray it with attention and devotion. That is, with our full and undivided attention, and with reverent and respectful devotion. And never forget that if while praying the rosary you are plagued by a number of distractions, be assured that as long as you strive to turn away from these distractions, You are, according to St. Louis de Montfort, you are praying well, and your prayer is pleasing to Our Lady. Persevere then, my dear friends, in saying your rosary. For as I mentioned, after the Mass and the sacraments, the rosary is the greatest means to save our souls. And so the more we say it with attention and devotion, the more blessings Our Lady will shower upon us, and the more certain will be our salvation. For as St. Louis de Montfort has explained, if we persevere in saying the rosary faithfully every day and are striving to avoid mortal sin and its occasions, Our Lady will obtain for us the grace of final perseverance and a never-fading crown of glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.